News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me. 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. We're on the internet at newsradio923.com. We have an app you can put on your phone. You can always catch up on what you missed. We post everything as a podcast. And this morning, talking to Jennifer Harrison from the Escambia County Council PTA. She is the president, and we've got a great fundraiser coming up. This looks like it's going to be a lot of fun, and this is happening on May 25th from 10 to 5. It is a rubber duck race. I haven't seen a fundraiser like this. How did you come up with this?
Well, Lazy River at Splash City just was perfect place for ducks.
Oh.
So rubber ducks, we float them down the river. There's other places around the country that do it. So we kind of thought, let's just try it here. Mm. And we're going to benefit the Escambia County Public School District. Mm-hmm. So it was just perfect. Fun for kids and great way to spend a Saturday.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about Splash City Adventures for those who may have not been there. Where is Splash City Adventures?
So Splash City Adventures is the old Sam's Fun City off of Highway 29 across from Kia. It is a water park, amusement park, arcade, go-karts, laser tag, paintball, all fun things. They're trying to, you know, beef it up a little bit this year and do some improvements. And a great way to start the summer, because the water park opens tomorrow, is rubber duck race.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about how we can get involved in this. You can buy a duck from your ECCPTA.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's the Escambia County. Okay,
yeah.
Right, I'm getting it here. For $5, you can buy two ducks, get in free to the event and all the attractions at the theme park and water park.
Mm-hmm.
Arcade and food not included in that.
Right.
That's awesome. I mean, that's such a cheap way to spend the day and, you know, throw some sunblock on and get out there and have some fun.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about some of the things we can find here. There's going to be a DJ.
Maybe. We'll have music. We'll have music playing.
Right.
You know, lots of giveaways. The grand prize winner, the one duck that crosses the finish line first, will actually get $1,000. They'll get a check tomorrow from Splash City.
Wow.
But we'll have a bunch of different giveaways from Cookie Crumble, from Papa Murphy's Pizza, from Splash City itself, some other community partners. So we'll have, you know, everybody will get something. But yeah, you buy two ducks and you get in free to the park, the water park, the whole day.
That's great. And a top prize,
$1,000. $1,000. All you have to do is buy ducks. And we're literally going to, we actually just posted a video on the ECC PTA page as well as the Splash City page with the ducks practicing last night. And, so we literally dumped the ducks into the river and the first one that wins. So it's all a matter of luck.
I hear you.
Which duck is the fastest? They're all numbered and ready to go.
Which one is the lucky duck?
Exactly.
All right. What is a mini Himalaya? What is that?
That's one of the rides.
Okay.
Yeah, it goes around in a circle and that kind of has like a little mountain feel to it.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I need to go check this place out. This is great. This is going to be at Splash City Adventures on Highway 29. You said across from Kia.
Right.
This is going to be on May 25th.
Tomorrow,
yep. 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's all day. You can go out there and support the food pantries and our Escambia County Council PTA. I got the president here in the studio, Jennifer Harrison. If you have any questions or comments about this event, let us know. 437-1620. You can call or text. This is News Radio Pensacola. I've got a text here from Craig Heinzman. He said he'd DJ for you. I'm sure he'd be
Thank
a
you,
great,
Craig.
I'm sure he'd be a great DJ.
Probably come on out, like my friend. Come on out.
90s metal and rap mixed together. I'm sure it'd be great. Thank you, Craig. All right. So 10 to 5 on tomorrow. So it's definitely going to be kind of a hot one, right? So definitely what kind of water, like actual water that we can drink is going to be available.
There will be plenty of beverages, not adult beverages, but you know, plenty of things at the concession stands and everything. There's Hershey ice cream there, so there'll be plenty of things to keep you cool. And then, of course, you know, water slides and the lazy river and all of that. The race will actually take place at about noon.
Okay.
So one, you know, and the race will take a few minutes because they have the ducks. You know, they're not super fast.
Right.
But they just kind of, you know, go through the lazy river and get a swim and, yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about some of our corporate sponsorships. Do we have any we can mention?
Splash City's the biggest one, obviously. So we are still taking sponsorships if anybody wants any.
Okay.
And then a lot of ours are the in-kind, like Cookie Crumble, Papa Murphy's, who are donating stuff to give away. So,
I frequent Gulf Breeze proper quite a bit, and I don't care where I go, anywhere in Gulf Breeze proper, somebody has one of those boxes from Crumble, and I'm just like, oh, man, I got to go over there. I'm so jealous because everybody gets one.
And they will actually be at the park now permanently every day. So you'll be able to buy Cookie Crumble at Splash City starting tomorrow. Certain hours and certain times, but you know, definitely on Saturdays and then throughout the week. So you can get Cookie Crumble there now as well.
Swimming and cookies and summertime.
It's the perfect summer vacation.
Nothing better. all right. And if you get two ducks, you get in free.
Yeah.
You don't even have to pay to get in. And, of course, the arcade and food are not included with that. But there's going to be maybe a DJ. Craig, we'll keep in, we'll keep in contact with you. Let me see here. Oh, Stefan Schmidt from our Boat Smart show, he texted and he said, Craig Heinzman can get jiggy with it. He would be a great DJ. So if your DJ doesn't show up, you know how musicians are. I'm one of them. You know, we'll have a backup there. There's going to be vendor booths, water slides, mini golf, laser tag, go karts. Something that I would want to ride, just you describing it, the mini Himalaya, tilt-a-whirl, Ferris wheel, so much more at Splash City Adventures. Thanks to all the sponsors that have pulled together, and it's going to be a great time for everyone. And if you want to get involved, there are sponsor opportunities available. So where can people go to get more info about that?
Well, they can actually text me, 850-324-2744. And I can give you all the info via phone. To buy ducks, you'll want to go to, we have a Bitly link, Splash ECC PTA Rubber Duck, which I can, I'll send you the link so you can just post it on social. But yeah, if you text me directly, I can get you connected with whatever you want to do. If you want to donate something, show up, buy tickets and ducks, any of the above.
All right. Okay. How long have you been with the PTA?
Well, I've been on the board, the president for the past year, and I've been on the board for probably 8 years. So in different positions here and there. So.
You just thought, you know, hey, I need more to do with my schedule.
I
have so much free time, right?
Yeah. Well, I have a 13-year-old, so it's kind of been, you know, while he was in school, it was beneficial because I'm Dylan's mom everywhere I go at school. Yeah. So PTA was just a natural fit. And it's good for, I mean, they do so much for the school, so it's good to be involved.
Right.
Wherever you can be to help the kiddos.
And you can get involved tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The Rubber Duck Race is going on at Splash City Adventures. It's only $5 to buy a duck. If you buy two ducks, you get in free. This is going to be a great race starting at about noon. And top prize is $1,000. So
the winning duck gets $1,000.
Definitely. That's going to be a great time. We're going to take a quick short commercial break here. If you have any questions or comments about this event, let us know. 437-1620. You can join the conversation, text or call. News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Hurricane season is here. Millions of people live in hurricane evacuation zones in Florida. This means that if an evacuation needs to happen, a lot of people need to get on the road. But if you're halfway full, you're halfway there. Keeping your gas tank at least half full during hurricane season ensures you won't have to wait in long lines to get gas when it's time to go. And you don't have to travel hundreds of miles. A half a tank of gas can easily get you to a safe location that's tens of miles away. For more tips, visit halfwayfullhalfwaydare.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station. Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the vacancy in District 4, including I just yesterday got all of the names from the governor's office of people who applied for the Escambia District 4 open commission seat. First to report that, and you can read their statements and see the names on our Facebook page. You want to check that out. Also had an extended conversation about the 60 Minutes interview with Pope Francis. Very interesting stuff. And a conversation about retention ponds and zoning issues on the wrap. You can listen to all the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me today. I want to let you know that Bands on the Beach is in full swing every Tuesday at 7 p.m. The Gulfside Pavilion at Casino Beach. Set up your beach chairs and sink your toes in that Pensacola beach sand as one of our talented local acts serenades you. That's the way to beach, my friends. Next one up will be Disco Kiss. Going to be awesome. In the studio this morning, I have Jennifer Harrison, the president of the Escambia County Council PTA, telling us about this fundraiser coming up tomorrow. The Rubber Duck Races from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Splash City Adventures on Highway 29. This is going to be an amazing event. You can buy a duck for $5. If you buy two, you get in free. There's all kinds of stuff going to be there. Miss Harrison, thank you so much for the work that you do and for helping support the PTA. And tell us a little bit about some of the other fundraisers. Is this the main fundraiser of the year? Do you guys do other events?
Yeah, the PTA does other events throughout the year. A lot of them based on the local PTAs, the schools, things like that. So we help support the local schools with their events and things that they may need from state and whatnot. And then we do bigger events like a Founders Day event, you know, leadership training in the summer, things like that that we can focus on. The local units and help, you know, help get them what they need. So
what usually are the needs that get met? What is the most, what do you need funds for the most?
It depends on the school, but a lot of it is just helping to support the school with maybe projects they have or, you know, the schools need to buy tables or things like that. So the local units deal within their own school directly. So it just really depends on what they work out with the principal and how they support their school. So every school is a little bit different. The county PTA, we don't normally fundraise. This is a little bit of a different exception because it's going directly to the school district. So we usually just support everyone in their fundraisers. So, but the fundraiser that we're doing tomorrow, it actually is going to help the food insecurity within the school district. Oh, so we're going to be donating proceeds from the race to the food insecurity. I've been working with their office a lot this, you know, past few months getting ready for this. So it helps with like food pantries within each school. It helps with the backpack programs and anything that the district might need to help support their schools and all the kiddos that need help with food, because that's a big problem in Escambia County.
Let's talk about that a little bit, because maybe a lot of people before this just now were not aware that there were food pantries for schools. And there was, what is food insecurity? What are we talking about?
So the food insecurity would be a child that is maybe deemed homeless. There's a lot of different levels to that. So it wouldn't just be they're living on the street. There's a whole lot of levels to that. But a lot of them, you know, the family may just not, they may be struggling. They may just not have enough food to go around, and when a kid doesn't eat, they struggle in school. I mean, it's a direct correlation with not being able to pay attention in class and study and things like that. So as I started going to meetings as the county president, I was meeting people and talking about the food insecurity and learning more about it. And I was like, well, PTA's got to be able to do something. And then Splash City approached me about the Rubber Duck Race. It just kind of worked out. But we're going to help support it. Now, this year may be just helping to build some pantries. It may be helping to, you know, whatever it is. But every year we'll do something that will help focus the school district on having more, because the school district always needs money. You know, they get grants and things, but grants run out. So, you know, wherever we can fill in those holes. So this race every year will be focused on that to some degree to help help those kids make sure they have food to eat and good food to eat. So
right, healthy, sustainable food.
Right, right.
And that's something that I've heard about in other. I think it was an inner city program that I heard about last time that started sort of a food pantry program, and it was just when the kids were leaving.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the name of the program. I'll have to look it back up. But it was great because some kids, you may not know just by looking at them
right.
that they're hungry or
mm-hmm.
that when they get home, you don't know what their food situation
right.
is. You know they got a good lunch at school because you served it to them.
Right.
But when they go home, who knows if they'll eat again until you see them
right.
again.
Right.
So just sending them home with something that they can snack on, some kind of food for the mm-hmm. for that night just in case. I mean, I think, you know, kids don't have to take it. They can if they
right.
want. And no stigma attached.
Right.
Just, you know, making sure everybody has enough to
right.
eat.
And that's where the backpack programs come in. Mm-hmm. And that's a district program.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the kids sign up for it or the parents sign up the kids for it.
Right.
And they get a backpack at the end of every week that can carry them through the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Summer's a little bit different because, obviously, they're not in school.
Right.
But, you know, there are different programs throughout the county that deal with that, too. So, mm-hmm. But it's a problem if, you know, a kid doesn't eat.
Right.
I mean, they can't focus, they can't study, they're not going to do good in school, and
right.
you can tie it back to food insecurity almost every time.
Yeah, and they need to eat because
mm-hmm.
their bodies are needing a lot of energy to grow.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah. I have a 13-year-old. He
yeah.
eats a lot. A lot.
I was just talking about this with my wife the other night, and we had dinner, and it was just such a small portion, and we were like, oh, we're just so stuffed. And I thought about what I used to eat when
mm-hmm.
I was a kid, man. I would go through some food and drink, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Mom and Dad. I know that costs a
yeah.
lot to feed
oh,
me and my brother.
Yeah, we have to go to all-you-can-eat sushi because my kid will eat
right.
a lot.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to take – if you don't want to offer him lunch or dinner because he will eat you out of – your whole bill will be his.
Yeah.
So think yeah. about the other kids who don't have that.
Exactly.
You know, that's where
it takes yeah. a lot of money, especially
mm-hmm.
now to get, you know, it seems like the healthier food is the more expensive food.
Unfortunately,
so
yeah.
the more we can do to help out mm-hmm. Organizations like the PTA. What was that number again to text you about
oh.
sponsorships in case you want to get involved in this and sponsor this event?
It's 850-324-2744.
Let's talk about your team just a little bit. Who do you work with in the PTA? How big is your team there?
So we have a board that will do, you know, it's a smaller board. There's a new board that'll take over in June. So they're building up right now for the next year. But, you know, we recruit volunteers. Sometimes we have volunteers that come in from other schools and things too. So
okay.
There's always a board that runs everything, you know, president, treasurer, vice president, secretary, all the essentials. And then you have, you know, some that focus on certain events and some that focus on fundraising and things like that. So,
okay.
yeah. So a board is kind of essential. That's how we work. It's all volunteer based.
Right.
So
that's great.
Volunteers literally run the PTA.
Well, yeah. Giving of your time and
mm-hmm.
You know, thank you so much for the work that you do. 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow, the rubber duck race is starting around noon at Splash City Adventures on Highway 29. Get your duck for $5. You can buy two of them, $10, and you get into the theme park and the water park for free with all the attractions. Arcade and food not included in that, but man, it's going to be such a good time.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be some great food down there. Crumble
perfect
cookies.
Perfect weather
yeah.
tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be – I love this weekend because it is the kickoff to summer, but it's usually not that hot yet.
Mm-hmm.
So the water is going to be very refreshing. It's still going to feel so great
mm-hmm.
out there. So get out there tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., supporting the PTA, Every Child, One Voice, anything we can do to have more food pantries and more available food so we don't have any food deserts, we don't have any food insecurity to ever talk about on the show. That's if I had a magic wand, I could just poof, just food insecurity out of there. 437-1620, do you have questions or comments about this event, about the PTA? Is your child perfect for this event and you think you'd want to get them out there tomorrow and swim? Let us know. 437-1620, we'll be right back. Pensacola's Expert Panel on News Radio Pensacola.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media.
Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Include Fort Pickens in your Memorial Day weekend activities. Sunday and Monday, check out living history displays and demonstrations. See Fort Pickens Memorial Weekend on Facebook. Enjoy the sun, sand, and music at the 7th Annual Family Beach Festival, Saturday at the Gulfside Pavilion. A fun day of celebration and inspiration. Please see Family Beach Fest on Facebook. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
And in the simplest of words, she knew about forgiveness. And in passing, something true cried out. As the wheels began to turn, there it boomed and burned. In the awkwardness at Lucid and.
News Radio Pensacola. It's Pensacola's expert panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. This is going to be such a fun event tomorrow. If you've got the day and you want to swim and have fun, eat some good cookies, enjoy some great music and vendor booths and water slides and mini golf and all kinds of stuff, tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Splash City Adventures on Highway 29, they're going to be having the rubber duck races starting about noon. Put in $5, get a duck. You can buy two ducks, get into the event and all the attractions at the theme park and the water park for free. And you can also buy a duck for someone else. And if their lucky duck crosses the finish line, they win a top prize of $1,000. So buy as many ducks as you can. Support the PTA. You can get tickets online or at the door. And I've got Jennifer Harrison, the president of the Escambia County Council PTA, in the studio this morning. 437-1620, if you have any last-minute questions or comments about this. If you got the kids together tomorrow and they want to get out, if they're getting restless, go ahead and get up to Splash City Adventures before the Memorial Day madness begins. And everybody from all around the world is here ready to party it up. Going to benefit the PTA. Talk a little bit real quick in case somebody's just joining us. What is the PTA doing here? What are we supporting?
So the Escambia County PTA is helping to support the Escambia County Public School District for their to help fund their food insecurity. So we're helping fill in some gaps where they need some money to help make sure the kiddos eat.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's very, very affordable. $5 or $10 gets you in free. And all these proceeds go to help make sure that, no child has a gap in their nourishment and in their mm-hmm. food yep. supply. So food insecurity has been a hot topic, I think, in the past decade. I've heard that term a lot. So we definitely need to pull together in times like this and with events like this and make sure that we can bridge that gap for our young folks in school. There's going to be a Ferris wheel, a tilt-a-whirl, the mini Himalaya, which I'm very excited about. I need to see that. Go-karts, laser tag. I mean, come on. This place is amazing. Splash City Adventures. Get out there tomorrow. Top prize is $1,000. There's going to be other prizes to be announced on the website. What was that website one more time?
We have actually a bit.ly link to go to directly to buy the ducks. Mm-hmm. So you want to go to bit.ly/splashECCPTA rubber duck.
All right, and I will post that on the liner notes for the podcast. You can check that out at newsradio923.com. I'll have that posted here in just a little bit after the show at 11, after it comes to a close, and you'll be able to find that information there. Thank you so much, Ms. Harrison, for the work that you do, and we'll be right back after this.
Thank you.